You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Firearm deer season begins Friday. It's also the first opening day in a while where hunters won't be able to bait deer across much of the state. The move has upset many hunters who have pushed their lawmakers to get rid of the baiting and feeding ban. But the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, which enforces the rule, says it's necessary to protect hunting in Michigan. IPR's Taylor Wisner reports.
At his home in Long Lake, hunter Greg Nicolau organizes his clothes and does a final check of his gun.
It's an old-style lever-action rifle that I've had for about 35 years. So
this weekend, he is hunting on a friend's land in Old Mission Peninsula. But Nicolau often hunts in the UP, and when he's there, he has limited time, so he lures deer with bait. Baiting is still allowed in most parts of the UP, but it was banned entirely in the Lower Peninsula this year. The Michigan DNR instituted the ban because they say that deer congregating in the same place increases the potential for spreading diseases, like chronic wasting disease and bovine tuberculosis. Nicolau says he's in favor of the bait ban because it's what state scientists agree is best. But he sympathizes with hunters who want to bait.
Some people think that it's a great thing and it's the only way they know how to hunt, frankly. You know, they've been doing it for the last 20 years and they don't know how to pattern deer.
He says it can be hard to hunt without baiting in northern Michigan. And he says some people won't go out if they're not sure they'll come home with a buck. He worries the bait ban might dissuade new hunters from sticking with the sport.
You know, getting young people involved and letting them see deer without spending 12 hours sitting on a stump, it really makes a difference to have those young people interact with those animals early on in their hunts.
Across the country, hunting has been on the decline. Younger people aren't picking up the sport like their parents and grandparents did. According to the Michigan DNR, the number of state hunting licenses sold in the 1990s has been cut in half today. Chad Stewart is the deer management specialist for the state. He's been tracking deer licenses, which have been going down 4.7% this year compared to last. But Stewart says he's not convinced that's due to the ban, since the decrease is in line with a downward trend in recent years.
Certainly, I would not be surprised if a few individuals did not pursue deer this year because of the baiting and feeding ban. I don't know if I'm expecting a massive decline or drop-off in total hunter numbers, because we haven't seen that before.
He says the Lower Peninsula was under a bait ban 10 years ago and did not see a large drop-off of hunters. Still, with about 50 to 80% of surveyed hunters reporting they use bait, he knows the ban won't be popular. And if they sell fewer hunting licenses this year, that means there is less money for habitat building programs that protect other species like grouse and turkeys.
When you talk about building a house, you know, it's the foundation is the deer management program that so many other things are reliant upon.
Meanwhile, the Michigan legislature is working on a bill that would reverse the ban. Amy Trotter, the executive director of Michigan United Conservation Club, says that's a mistake. Her organization represents sportsmen clubs across the state, and she says they support the ban, even though some of the hunters bait.
For MUCC, at least, it's not about baiting. It's about the health of the deer herd, and that's what was really important for us to, you know, keep at the forefront. We want to make sure that deer hunting continues into the future.
Lawmakers who are against the ban say they don't agree that bait piles allow diseases to spread. The state legislature will take up the bill again after the Thanksgiving holiday, and after a few have already caught their 8-point bucks, relying on instinct alone. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.